weekend in the center of the universe, also known as Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Here at Scotiabank Arena, where last night Oklahoma City came in and steamrolled the Toronto Raptors, the Edmonton Oilers will look to do the same tonight at the expense of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Good evening, everyone, alongside Bob Stauffer. I'm Jack Michaels from our Legacy Heating and Cooling broadcast location high atop Scotiabank Arena, where Connor McDavid will take the opening faceoff against Austin Matthews. Edmonton in the white coming left to right in this first period. Hyman and Draisaitl, McDavid's line mates, and Vinny Desharnais back in the lineup, making his 100th career NHL appearance opposite Darnell Nurse, who takes a one-timer right off the draw, and that was deflected, grabbed by McDavid, steered back to Vinny Desharnais. Nurse finds Draisaitl, and Toronto in trouble already. Here's Nylander steering ahead for Timothy Liljegren. Punches it free to Tavares in front, one-timer score. Tavares dug it out of the corner, and finishing was Bobby McMahon. Tavares stays hot. That's his ninth point in his last three games plus. And Bobby McMahon has his 12th goal of the year. 1-0 Toronto at 4:17. Dump in by Max Domi. Tracked down by Matthias Ekholm up the left-hand side. Draisaitl fires a missile to McDavid ahead to Hyman. He juggles, got it back to McDavid. One-timer ripped into the pads of goaltender Samsonov, who did not have it cleanly. And then McCabe took exception to some late whacks from Connor McDavid, trying to pry that puck loose. And it was free for just a moment. Samsonov thought he had it frozen. He did not. They didn't blow the whistle. And McDavid digging in there, ultimately unable. Nylander to the middle of the ice. Morgan Riley backdoor. Nylander was there and tried to drag it backhand, and Skinner made the save. If he just redirects it home, Bob, it's 2-0.
Edmonton lucky.
He was on his forehand, and for whatever reason, he inexplicably passed up just a simple kind of spoonish redirect. Bouchard will knock it down. I think he anticipated so that Skinner would push off to his left.
Not quite sure how he didn't score.
No, Austin Matthews. A lot of people concerned about this Toronto special teams, power play and penalty kill. Here's Domi. Rifles one, and that pinballed off of Skinner to the corner. Fired it across. Matthews kept it alive for Liljegren. A shot redirected home. Nylander, a beautiful tip. Toronto, not much Skinner can do. William Nylander. And now Ekholm threw it across, and then two Leafs skated right by a loose puck when Bouchard couldn't come up with it cleanly. Really ragged hockey here. Matthews inside. Domi, tap in, score. Holmberg, 3-0. Back to Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins. Now McDavid charging to the net. Finds Bouchard. One-timer, and Draisaitl stopped by Samsonov. That's a good read. And Draisaitl just slashed Edmondson. And this one about to boil over here. We've got pushing and shoving. Yeah, Edmondson came over, gave Draisaitl an extra shot. Draisaitl slashed him. And then they went after each other. McLeod to Bouchard. Open man. Bouchard, one-timer, save Samsonov, rebound sitting there. McLeod grabs it. Corey Perry can't pull the trigger. A lunging play by McMahon, and ultimately, Henrique did not keep it in, and Toronto will break out 2-on-1, maybe 3-on-1. McMahon gets it back, cross ice, tipped home. Holmberg makes it 4-0 Toronto with his second of the night from McMahon. And Nylander snatches it away, skates it out of danger, and drops it for Liljegren. Cross ice on target. Here's Tavares to Nylander. Left circle. Dishes. McMahon fires and scores. 5-0. Kicked out. And Warren Fogle will bring it up by shorthanded. 3-on-2. Fogle right wing to the middle. Wrist shot. McLeod denied by Samsonov. One of his better saves. He's got 22 on the night. Here's Gregor. In over the line. Beat Kulak to the net. Kick save made. And a lunging stop ultimately reeled in by Calvin Pickard, who has come on for the third period for the Edmonton Oilers. Bouchard in the high slot looking for a lane. McDavid the same. Top of the left circle. Fires in front. Tipped home. And Zach Hyman picks up his 49th goal of the year. The Oilers are on the board. A power play goal at 4:59. Hyman from McDavid. CeCe to the corner, and Connor McDavid steps out. Looks, loads, dishes. Kane tipped home. Corey Perry makes it 5-2 with 3 seconds left on the power play. And Edmonton has life. It's 5-2 with 11:28 to play. And Austin Matthews will pick up a loose puck and bring it through the neutral zone to Max Domi. Right circle crosses. Wrist shot save made.
Wow.
On nice by Calvin Pickard, who pushed hard off that left skate and fought it off. As the Oilers look
Janmark's
to make a game of
fight.
It.
He's going to fight
Janmark
Domi.
And Domi are going to fight. And Janmark lands a right hand early. Domi swings wildly with a right and eats a couple of chopping right hands. Domi short with a right uppercut. Then lands a right hand and a second right hand and a third right hook. Janmark able to tie up and take Max Domi down.
Good job.
Janmark landed 3 big shots early, and though Domi fought back, Matthias Janmark, who completely unloaded.
And he ate a couple. Domi got him good a couple times, but Janmark did.
But Janmark landed early, and I'll tell you what, Janmark didn't go anywhere with that right hand. He did not go anywhere. Toronto's puck maintenance hasn't been that great. There's another turnover right as I say that by Holmberg, wrapped around by Kane, and then
Wow. Slung
off the side of the net by Corey Perry. But all Toronto can do is muscle it down the ice. McDavid back in his own zone, building speed through the neutral zone, down the middle, and he's checked by Benoit. Sends it out to the point. Draisaitl spun. One-timer, Bouchard
Wow. Just
missed the net. Toronto, again, just can't get it out. Swept around the boards by Ekholm. Little spin off the wall by Bouchard. Now McDavid, open man, score! Draisaitl able to redirect it home, and now it's 5-3 with 3:39 to go, and Samsonov is hurt. He cannot get up, and you might be seeing Joseph Woll coming into this game.
And Woll's going in.
Yeah, this is it for Samsonov. He's going to leave with 32 saves on 35 shots.
You don't see that a lot. Both goalies coming out of a game.
Woll comes in with a .909 save percentage this year. Ekholm and McDavid, slap shot in front. Oh, it's off the post. Nugent Hopkins set up by Hyman. Missed a point-blank look. McDavid left circle. Hyman rolls up top for Bouchard. 2:10 to play. Redirected by Draisaitl and a great save by Woll. Down to 25 seconds. Ekholm from center blasts it on Woll. He makes the save. Riley up to Holmberg, did not get it out, tried to get too cute. Matthews will shoot toward the empty net and score. And finally, Toronto is able to salt it away, but not before Nugent Hopkins came within an eyelash of making this a one-goal game with more than a minute remaining. From a Toronto standpoint, way too difficult. The final 10 seconds melted by Toronto, and Joseph Woll, in a very real sense, comes in to get the save in relief of Ilya Samsonov.
How many did he end up making?
Just three. And one off the post. So Woll ends up 3 out of 3 with a friendly goal post, because
Yep. It's
5-4
with
more than a minute
that.
30 to play. Different game. Toronto really comes close to blowing,
and
that would have been, obviously, from an Oilers standpoint, one of the greatest comebacks in the history of the club. It falls short, but nevertheless, some momentum built for tomorrow
against Ottawa. I think that's fair. And, Jack, I think, you know what? I think you go to McDavid. I don't think you start the game with McDavid, Draisaitl, and Hyman. I think you go to that when your team, I wondered a bit about, I get what they tried to do. But it didn't happen. It wasn't happening.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.